Archaeologists say they're confident they've found the remains of a stable where Australia's first Catholic saint, Mary MacKillop, set up her first school. A team from Flinders University is sifting through the soil at Panola in South Australia's southeast to uncover the past of the woman now known as St Mary of the Cross. The remains were found in what's now a memorial park. Megan Roberts reports from Panola.
It's a delicate task sifting through the remains of more than 150 years of history. This group of staff and students from Flinders University in Adelaide are scraping and digging to uncover the site of the stable where Mary MacKillop set up her first school in 1866. The dig is led by Associate Professor Heather Burke. She says they are confident they have found the elusive stable with the discovery of low earth footings.
We're just trying to distinguish floor from wall or wall from ordinary soil, and that will help us decide how large the building is and perhaps how it was constructed or in what sequence it was constructed.
She says it's odd for archaeologists to be looking for one particular building, but the stable is where the story of Mary MacKillop begins.
Which is ironic because stables were often the most ephemeral, easily destroyed and easily invisible sites. Certainly small domestic stables like this slab structure disappear really quickly. It's interesting. It's an interesting task. Find a building that probably doesn't have a lot of traces left of it, but that's really important to the contemporary community today, probably more so than it ever was in the 19th century.
Pope Benedict XVI proclaimed Mary MacKillop's sainthood on the 17th of October 2010, more than 100 years after her death in 1909. Now known as St Mary of the Cross, she converted a stable in Panola into a school and formed the Sisters of St. Joseph of the Sacred Heart. Sister Chris Simmons from the Sisters of St. Joseph at Panola explains.
When Mary was here as a governess for her uncle's children, the Camerons, she met Father Woods, and he'd been here for 10 years and he was concerned about the children who had no education or couldn't afford private education that was available. So and Mary had it in her heart, she wanted to serve God in some way, so the two of them, one sort of sparked off the other. Later on, when Mary was free to come, she came and she, with Father Wood, she began the first school.
Sister Chris says Mary is a saint for all Australians.
For anyone in need, she was there for them, and she began orphanages and refuges, and when she saw a need, she tried to answer it. Didn't matter who they were.
The group from Flinders University began excavating the site late last year, looking for signs of the old school, but returned again this week. Associate Professor Burke says artefacts from the 19th century, including a coin, thimble and a lamp base, were found on the last search.
We can see there's lots of little rubbish pits. It looks like people have, you know, dug a hole, buried their rubbish there. We're just hoping that some of those artefacts might tell us something about the use of this particular area of the site versus other parts.
The dig is proving to be an important step in piecing together the history of the nation's first Catholic saint.
We know how important this site is, not just to the locals, but to everyone, and how the kind of role that this site might play in a larger pilgrimage journey for people seeking help or aid or whatever they need from Mary MacKillop. So we are aware that it's an important site for lots of reasons, and that's why we're trying to be really careful and really cautious too in how we interpret it.
That's Associate Professor Heather Burke from Flinders University speaking there to Megan Roberts.